Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'll read verses 7 through 12. The Bible says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." I want to take a few minutes and tell you about how great and how powerful our God is. And at the same time, understand there is a battle for our spirit. We humans think we're something. Really, we're nothing but a sinful, dying pile of dirt. God is so powerful that he spoke the universe into being. He made the planets from nothing. He hung the stars in sky after he made them, and he did it with his words. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the water, everything about the earth, everything on the earth, everything in the earth, everything under the earth. He did this by his word, and we are nothing but a pile of dirt that he put together and called it man. But God made man with a body and a soul and a spirit. When man sinned, his spirit died. The spirit is that which allows us to communicate with God, and it allows us to have eternal things. When a person gets saved, when they trust Jesus Christ as their Savior, the Holy Spirit, the Bible uses the term regenerates. That means it regenes or regeneticizes our spirit, and it is reborn, and the Holy Spirit lives within us. You see, a lost person only has a body and a soul. A saved person has a body, soul, and a spirit. God says here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, "God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." This means that a fearful spirit comes from someone other than God. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I guess that means that the spirit of fear comes from the devil. We know that it doesn't come from God. Because we're all sinners, but we saved people have a spirit, we have a battle going on for our spirit. When you get saved, your old nature does not go away. You just add a new nature to it. We then battle the old nature versus the new nature. The spirit of fear can only work on the flesh and the soul or your emotions. That means that a saved person's spirit cannot be controlled by an evil spirit. Only a person's body and soul can. When we allow fear to control our lives, we are not living by the Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit does not abide with fear. When the Christian lives in fear, they're allowing the devil and his forces of evil to control their flesh. I didn't say that. God did. It is time for Christians to stand up and not live in a spirit of fear. We have the Holy Spirit of God who can overpower the spirit of fear. We don't need to fear a virus or cancer. We don't need to fear sickness or pain or death. We don't need to fear governments or oppression or the news. We need to live with a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, the Holy Spirit gives us power. That word power is the word dunamis, means dynamite, means the ability to make possible mighty work or deed. The Holy Spirit has more power than anything this world has to offer. By the way, God says we're to try the spirits to see whether they're of God. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. The Holy Spirit is greater than the spirits of this world. You know, if you're saved and you have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you, the Bible says greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world, and that's all the power that you need. Number two, the Holy Spirit gives us a spirit of love. The word love there is the word agape, that is the love of God. It is love that gives and does not need a feeling or does not need to be reciprocated. You know, fear steals. Fear plays on emotion, but love does not. And matter of fact, according to the book of Galatians chapter 5, love, agape love, is one of the parts of the fruit of the Spirit. You don't develop the fruit of the Spirit. It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You get that fruit by using that fruit. The Lord even gives us, especially when we're hurt, the love that we need so we don't have to fear. Matter of fact, Jesus commanded us to love our enemies and do good when evil was done against us. Love is not expressed by hiding. It's expressed by giving. We need to learn to love by being at church. We need to learn to love by getting the gospel out. We need to love by helping those in need. We need to love by doing things, not just feeling things. Number three, the Holy Spirit gives us a sound mind. That word, that term sound mind means disciplined, well controlled by truth, self-corrective. Boy, do we live in a delusional world. A sound mind means the Holy Spirit helps us focus on the truth and we don't focus on what our flesh or the fear around us. Fear plays on feelings, telling people to think only about themselves or the immediate. That's why Philippians 4:8 is in the Bible. God tells us about that which we should think. You know, the media and the press deal in fear and panic and control. Well, the experts and the scientists and the medical professionals and this, that, the other thing. I've lived enough life to where coffee was bad, coffee's good, coffee's bad, coffee's good, coffee's bad, coffee's good. Did you know healthy people die and sick people die? We have to understand that we're not to have a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. You know, it's amazing to me how paranoid the lost world is. I don't think Christians ought to live paranoid. We have the Holy Spirit of God with the Word of God, and we have the ability to live with power, love, and a sound mind. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.